The Innisfil Rotary Club was visited this week by Fire Inspector Taylor McDougall, who provided some enlightening information that could save a life. The local Rotary Club regularly welcomes interesting speakers at their weekly meetings on Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. at the Lakeshore branch of the Innisfil Idealab and Library. Employed by Innisfil Fire and Rescue for the past 5 years, McDougall quizzed Rotary members, providing the answers that fire and carbon monoxide detectors should be tested monthly. Batteries should be replaced twice a year when the clocks change from daylight saving time to standard time, and vice versa, if applicable, and do not allow detectors to expire before replacing them, as per the expiration dates printed on each device. Fire detectors should also be replaced every 10 years, and carbon monoxide detectors should be replaced every 7 to 10 years, depending on the brand. It's also the law to have working smoke alarms installed on every story of your home and outside all sleeping areas. As a graduate of Seneca College, where she studied the Fire Protection Engineering Technology Program for 3 years, McDougall is the first female fire inspector employed by the town. She explained that she is fortunate to have completed a co-op placement with Fire Prevention Officer Mike Symes. While firefighters rely on 80 to 90 pounds of equipment, including a breathing apparatus that, as Rotary member and South Simcoe Police Chief John Van Dyke aptly pointed out, does not require an oxygen tank, but rather a replaceable filter. The equipment McDougall requires is far less arduous. As a fire inspector, her responsibilities include not only solving how fires occurred, but educating the public and ensuring that new builds follow the Ontario Fire Code. McDougall and other professionals in fire safety and prevention use burn cell training to ensure their skills remain on the cutting edge. She explained that burn cell training is when a structure is intentionally set ablaze under the watchful eye of professionals. The fire is extinguished after it would be reasonable to assume that firefighters would be contacted and dispatched to the location. McDougall and her colleagues can thus examine the different stages of a fire in a controlled environment. McDougall told Innisfil Today that Innisfil Fire and Rescue is a composite department. All of its fire stations have volunteers, while stations number 2 in Lefroy and number 5 at Big Bay Point, Friday Harbor are staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Motorists are reminded that volunteer firefighters use flashing green lamps under the Highway Traffic Act. As the warm summer months approach, Innisfil Fire would like to remind residents to look where you cook, McDougall said. Cooking fires commonly occur when a cooking appliance is left unattended. Always stay near your cooking appliance when in use. If a pot catches on fire, carefully slide a tight-fitting lid over the pot to smother the flames and turn off the heat source. The summer nights are getting longer, she added. As residents are spending more time outside, please remember to obtain your annual burn permit and follow all bylaw requirements. To apply for a burn permit and to view full details about the permit regulations, visit Burn Permits on the town's website. It's always wonderful to chat with Taylor, who is so friendly and enthusiastic about her role with the department. Also, knowing that she grew up here gives us all pride in seeing our local youth grow into great leaders, said Rotary Club of Innisfil President Tim Norton. Follow the Rotary Club of Innisfil's Facebook page for updates.